You're listening to the closing market report for Tuesday afternoon. It comes to you from the Urbana-Champaign campus of the U of I. I'm Todd Gleason. On the phone line with us is Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in New Market, Indiana. Take a look at the futures markets. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
It's the month of December. That means there will be some more reports that are due out. Not really that we have to deal with in terms of crop production for any of our crops, corn or soybeans, that is. But the WASDE numbers will make a difference, I suppose.
Well, yes, they will. I mean, as we look and see, will the government increase the bean usage, and stuff as we look at that, because we are so heavily loaded with front-end exports and bean crush this year. And along that, that's going to be a big thing. And, of course, the feed usage on the corn is going to be big also.
Yeah, so we'll check all those numbers out. What did you see in the trade today?
Well, you know, we saw a little bit of fun short covering, especially in the corn. The funds bought about 2,300 contracts of corn, while they were sellers about 2,000 contracts of beans. As we come in from the overnight, the beans were being hit a little bit hard, and then we saw a little bit of fund short covering being generated. You know, most of it, the talk was that there's been no new export sales announcements the last 3 days, and none coming out today that way, and then there was talk of two large Chinese crushers offering Jan beans back for resale. So that was a little bit negative to the beans early on.
And your view of the week on corn, we've had a Monday and a Tuesday that closed higher. That's a nice turn of events, I think.
It's a nice turn of events. Of course, you know, we've been pretty hard on the corn market here over the last few weeks, where we've been pretty kind to the bean market compared to where we were at. And basically, we got down into the area that looked like support. We've still got a lot of ethanol plants looking for corn out there and like to have some. The basis level is good. They're looking to acquire or put some length to their market in right here. So they're being a bit aggressive bending up on the basis levels.
Do you suppose there might be a chance, an opportunity to market cash corn? And I don't know whether producers will look at it that way, but there could be, I suppose, between now and the end of the year. And if that's the case, where might that be? Is it at $4.30 December or someplace else?
Well, I think, anything north of there is going to be somewhat of a favorable sale. I mean, most of the advisory firms are saying that they would like to sell rallies of 5 to 15 cents. So I think that fits in the 4.30 to 4.40 bracket. And that's, you know, sort of what we feel, that we're in a trading range that sort of stops at 4.40.
The stops at 4.40, so that would be the upside. So 4.30 to 4.40 would be a good spot. Is there much upside potential at all beyond that? You said it stops there. Is it capped?
Well, I mean, that's where we see the resistance coming in.
Right.
I think that, we'd have to see a change in South American weather and something else happened to take us beyond that point. At this point in time.
How about for the soy complex?
Well, the soy complex, basically, we're somewhat in the 13 to 13.50 mode here right now. You know, we went up and we backed off from where the range was there. So I think that, 13.40 or so above is still probably a good sale in the beans.
By comparison to corn, are beans overpriced?
Well, in comparison to corn, beans seem to be overpriced, but in comparison to the demand that we're seeing out there, the beans are seeing very good demand right now from China is the main one, of course, but also from the crushers. The crush margins continue to be good, and we see that there is demand for the near term. There keeps talking or hanging over our heads is the idea that we'll probably see some cancellations out of China, out of the U.S. beans purchases that they have when the Brazilian beans become available, but we're also seeing that they continue to seem to come up to the plate and buy them. But the corn that's been rejected by China and some talk that some of their processors want to resell some of the beans they've already bought hang over our heads.
Yeah, so what I was hoping to get at and that you started to come around to was that the price today is the price today, but I was wondering whether the price in the future might have to narrow between those two is in terms of ratio and whether that would be bringing corn price up or soybean prices down. Or not at all.
Unfortunately, as we look ahead, we're seeing that South American bean prices are $75 to $1 cheaper than U.S. prices for beans priced into the world market when we get it from March on forward. And that generally tells us that we'd have to come down a little bit on the beans rather than up. So I'm afraid that it says we'll probably pull the beans down when it gets into the March time frame.
wheat producers are settled in now. The crop's in the ground, and of course, this week and next week, it has gone into dormancy and will settle out for the winter time. How did that process go, and do you have any advice for them?
Well, I mean, as far as the wheat goes, I think, you know, we're talking, as you said just before the broadcast here, that the temperature is going to get rather nippy here this into this weekend. We've got a lot of areas that don't have a good snow cover on, and there's a little bit of talk of, you know, as to some winter kill going on in some of those areas that way. That was a little bit. It looks like we'll pick up a little bit of business here along the way. They're looking for the wheat production or the wheat price to tighten, the basis to tighten here. Today, Informa come out with Argentine wheat production at 9.8. The USDA is at 11 million. So, you know, that's lower than what the government says that way. So we're looking at that. The Australian wheat harvest, though, was forecast at 25 million metric tons. ABARES is at 26.2. In the U.S., it was 25.5. So very close on that one, but lower out of South America. And that does put us in the idea of being the supplier of some wheat coming up here.
All numbers that will be updated in the World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates for the month of December. So we can look forward to those, too.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is with L&M Commodities. He's in Newmarket, Indiana, and joins us here on the closing market report for this Tuesday afternoon. If you'd like, you can hear him again at willag.org. That's willag.org.